Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh, Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas vacation. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate.
I have to think of Christmas Vacation when I hear that. How about you guys?
Oh, my gosh. You betcha. I mean, so many scenes. It was such a great movie, wasn't it, Tom?
One of the greatest of all time. You just smile. And it just keeps going. There's something every turn.
Oh, yeah. The lights on the house, you know. Oh my gosh.
Sled scene, you
the
know.
Tree.
Oh, yeah, the rock,
massive
the rocket
tree.
Sled.
Blessing the
how about the squirrel food? Scene? The squirrel scene that just destroys the house.
Neighbors, too. They wore the neighbors out.
Oh yeah. Julia Louis-Dreyfus as the neighbor.
Oh, that's right. Snooty, that's who that was.
The snooty neighbors.
I'll be darned. And then our boy Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Drains his deal into the,
or how about the RV sewer.
Right.
Well, how about when he kidnaps the boss?
Yes, it glows.
Oh, and then, oh man, you get, you're like, no,
it's
no.
such a great movie.
But it turns out what? Great.
Yeah,
oh, it definitely turns out great. And I love some of the off-color gifts that you see around the holidays.
Oh, my God.
Just some of the off-color off-color things. Like, Tim, you saw an idea.
This guy got a gift from his dad, and he loved the shirt. It was an Italian dress shirt, and you know, it was very nice. But he opens it up, and there's the dad's monogram on the cuffs. The dad obviously didn't even open it. And he's like, oh, my God.
Well, and we're going to put up our tree tonight.
Oh,
and
yeah,
Tammy, you had a great ornament idea, you heard, right?
The best ornament idea.
Well, we
and
hear
it goes with family vacation, Christmas stuff. Bacon. A bacon ornament. Bacon makes everything good, right?
Yeah, bacon ornament. That would be a Christmas fail.
Tree, brother,
so when the family's over and they're hungry,
just grab an ornament and eat it.
That is brilliant. Now, you have any
it's real bacon.
Dogs or anything? Well, see, that's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Yeah, the dog
bacon.
Real.
Bacon.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I read that ornament idea, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding. This is over the top. That's crazy.
Isn't that so, you guys? Bacon, we all do. It's fantastic, but... They're going a little overboard.
That's a little over
everything.
The top, I think.
Welcome. The Doug Haldeman Show is dedicated to being your resource for all your real estate, finance, and credit needs. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. For the past 17 years, my passion has been helping clients develop debt strategies that have led to wealth creation and smarter spending. I'm an experienced real estate investor and a licensed mortgage lender, NMLS number 298-419.
When you need a trusted resource for your mortgage or real estate need, or if you have a comment or question, just text or call Doug personally at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG. That's D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Or you can visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. That's DougHaldeman.com.
You'll hear this trusted advice every Sunday at 4 p.m. right here on FM News Talk 97.1. Thanks for joining us. So I'm joined today by my co-host, my beautiful wife, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome, Tammy.
Thanks for having me today.
And Mr. Tom Turbrock.
Woohoo!
So bad Christmas traditions. I mean, I'd say that Christmas Vacation definitely was one of those movies.
Gosh.
And you could go on and on with all the funny scenes out of that. And I could think of bad Christmas traditions in my family. Because when I was 14, my brother and I moved in with our dad. And it was a swinging bachelor pad as a high school kid. The only Christmas tree we usually had was this little 14-inch plastic tree that was covered with glitter that would sit up on our TV. And at the end of Christmas, we'd just knock it off the back of the TV. And then next Christmas, we'd just reach back there and fish it out.
Oh, nice.
Put it back on the TV. And
easy Christmas storage tree.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Sure.
Here's the only year we had a tree. You guys will like this. The only year we had a tree is when one fell off a Christmas tree truck and we hit it with our Volkswagen Rabbit. Put it in the back of our truck, or put it in the back of our car, drug it home, and put it up. We had to use popcorn to make ornaments and things like that because we didn't have any money. And as we got closer to Christmas, there was one gift under the tree. Anybody guess what that gift might be?
I want to hear it.
That gift was a car battery sitting under the tree. That was the only gift. That's how pragmatic we were on Christmas at that
point. All right.
And then I cooked the Christmas dinner that year. I cooked shake and bake. And here's what we did for gifts. Whomever had the largest bill, this was our tradition on Christmas. Whomever had the largest bill in their pocket, which was usually a 20 if we were lucky.
Right.
If it was me, I'd take it and pass it to my brother. Will, here's $20 for Christmas. Dad, here's $20 for Christmas. Randy, here's $20 for Christmas. And in the end, it comes back around to me and we call it even. Done.
That's all.
That was it.
So it was just you three there for a while.
For a while, yeah. That was
dangerous.
Just the
dangerous.
Three boys and a dad having some fun.
Sure, a lot of fun.
A little too much fun.
You don't store the tree, just knock it off. Leave it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We need some, packing up Christmas ornaments was pretty simple back then.
Dust it off before the next year.
Now, I've tried to create different Christmas traditions with the kids now. And in our house with eight kids and a grandkid, it's pretty busy, isn't it, Tammy?
Yes, it is. Very busy.
You think I'd say the traditions have changed, though, haven't they?
They have changed. I mean, we're trying to teach them a little bit more about financial awareness. And so we thought we'd bring you the listeners some ideas today.
Well, and I think that we all need that because when it comes to Christmas, we know how commercialized it is and how much people overspend on Christmas. So I want to give today the top 10 tips for a thrifty Christmas. And these top 10 tips, by the way, we're going to make as a PDF on our website. So if you go to DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com, you'll be able to download the top 10 tips for a thrifty Christmas. So here we go. Number one tip is of course, I'm in the mortgage business, so I see everything through that lens.
Okay.
If you're doing a loan in the middle of this time period, do not charge a bunch of stuff up during the Christmas holidays because you're going to get your credit pulled a day or two before closing.
Ooh, okay.
And that could kill your loan. So that's one of my number one tips. And I hate to lead with that one, but I'm going to put that as number one here.
Practical gift giving. Oh. This is something you and I have a lot in common because we think about the purpose of a gift instead of the
absolutely
the fun thing or whatever.
I mean, we could do an entire segment on practical gift giving here.
This is good. I need it.
Okay, so I train the girls that work with me rather than just going and buying some random thing. I have a list of stuff that I like, and they're not all necessities, but they're things I like. So last year, we needed a trash can. Okay, so I shot for the trash can, and we have this really cool motion detector trash can that you just wave your hand by it, and the lid opens for you, and you didn't even have
to
have the foothold thing.
Right,
keep that man right there.
It was cheaper.
That's brilliant.
Oh, I'm a thrifty internet shopper. So I send them the link of what I want, and they're like, a trash can? Are you kidding me?
No, I understand, Doug.
They got it. That was great.
Well, it's weird now. Jill and I were speaking this week, and we don't have that much dough, for the holidays, but it will be something for the house.
Right.
So it's not like, dear, I want a shirt or a sweater or anything. It's something for the house,
need.
Man. Right. And I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I think pragmatic gifts are extremely important because get something people will use. So the antithesis of the trash can that we use all the time is somebody got me like a really nice leather portfolio that went to Things Remembered and got my name engraved on it and gave it to me last year because I needed a new notebook.
Right.
Well, they didn't really ask me the type of notebook I wanted. It doesn't fit in my computer bag, so I don't use it. It just sits there and does nothing. So I'd much rather have one that I use. So I end up going to Walmart and buying one that actually works perfectly for my needs. It's much smaller, not engraved, but that's sure. I'm all about pragmatic gifts, making them practical.
I think that's fantastic.
So make a list of the things you want. Even do the shopping on it, especially if you can find them on sale. Send people the links to buy them online. Mm-hmm. I think people appreciate that if they don't want to have to do a lot of creative thinking about it. What do you think, Tam?
I think you're right on the money.
I do too.
No pun
this
intended.
Yeah. Really helps because how much do you hear, I have to spend a certain amount? Or no, it's love and what you can do in your means.
Right.
Right. Exactly right.
When I used to go out, I was one of those gift givers that I would be out on December 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just be running through stores just buying anything in sight so I'd have something to give.
Sure.
Totally worthless, like no thought put into it. It was horrible if they would just give a list of exactly what they want.
I think that's a great idea.
Now, we pulled up a statistic, or you did, I should say. You are great about the statistic stuff. But American Research Group, you had noted that people spend about $1,000 a year
on average,
on the Christmas gifts.
Well, I know a lot of people spend a lot more than that, too.
Yes.
Budget.
That's an average.
Let's talk about a budget because, as we both grew up on budgets – in our family, we have to do that this year. So
well, there's a difference though because our budget was zero.
Mm-hmm.
So I would encourage people come up with an actual budget so what are you going to spend, and you just can't go over that.
Right,
you can't go over it.
Right.
Tom, what do you think? Do you see people that go over their budgets
all the time, and then the January February, they're kind of down because they're like, oh, man, I'm broke and I owe this and that. I think we forget, and this is great here because it's the thought, and I know you hear that a lot,
right.
But the practical gift you'll use all year.
Right.
You
right.
won't sit it.
Exactly.
You know, or throw it away or re-gift it.
Yeah, re-gift
you
it.
Know,
yeah.
I mean,
I have a whole
stuff happens, but no.
I have a re-gifting
cabinet. It
makes
total sense. Oh, sure. But save that for January. Yes.
Well, yeah, the worst thing about that engraved binder
you
I got last year,
no,
I can't re-gift
you
that.
You've got to find somebody with the same name,
same
and that's going to be tough. Right.
I'm going to take a key to it and scrape
right?
out the name.
Oh, gosh. So well, setting that budget, though, is super important.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So that's number three. And number four is watching for the sales.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are some fantastic sales out there. I love seeing some of the creative things that go on. Black Friday, of course, is crazy. But there were some ridiculous sales.
Yeah. Actually, you'll be proud. I looked up an app that actually gives me all the sale ads and everything.
Look at that. Oh,
yeah. Yep. I saw it because it automatically
off
keep
on
her.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It automatically downloaded on my phone. Don't worry.
Uh-huh. I know.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually stood in the Black Friday lines at Walmart, and they had a 32-inch LED TV for $98.
So yeah,
I was able to get a couple of them.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a fantastic deal. Cause
sure.
It could be a computer monitor. For work, it could be, you know, and it's going to be a gift for two of our girls that don't have a TV in their room, so now they'll have their TV.
That's really awesome.
They ran it out. So, tell you what, we're gonna continue with this because we have our top 10 tips. We've gone through the first four, and coming up, you're going to hear tips 5 through 10 of the top 10 tips for a thrifty Christmas. You'll listen to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Just wait and see this Christmas vacation. This old house sure is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood.